Hey, this is Stank Dog, and welcome to the premiere episode of Default Radio with your host, those freakiest of freaks, Decoder and Lucky 225.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt.
This is Default Radio with your host Decoder and
Lucky 225.
And as a matter of fact, you know, before we even get into the show, Lucky, I was actually on Google today, right? And I decided to Google your name, and I came up with something really interesting. Okay,
oh, yeah.
It sent me to the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I clicked the link, and I don't know if you're aware of this. Are you? Are you aware of what I'm getting at?
No.
Really? Right, well, there's a definition to Lucky 225 on the Urban Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was penned by one Emmanuel Goldstein. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about at all?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about on the Urban Dictionary. I haven't seen my definition, though.
No, it was the definition of Lucky 225 on the Urban Dictionary, penned by Emmanuel,
okay.
Submitted by Emmanuel Goldstein. I found it funny that it had an anti-Tron reference, if you know what I'm talking about. Something about if you didn't pay Verizon $5,000, then you were gonna get Tron in the ass by them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As I'm reading it, right, I get to that part and I'm like, oh shit, I bet you Lucky or fucking Prism or somebody fucking submitted that shit, and boom, right at the bottom, Emmanuel Goldstein. So the anti-Tron sentiments definitely run deep in the HP scene, if you will.
All right. Well, I can see it does.
Well, yeah, exactly. So as I said, this is Default Radio, Decoder and Lucky 225, and I don't know, Lucky, what do you think? What are we on the show about?
Well, say again?
Oh, come on, man.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, fucking.
What are you all? You're all right. Which brings us into our first topic, Vonage versus Packet 8. Now, Lucky, you're in a Packet 8 phone right now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so perhaps that's why you're having a problem hearing me.
No. I just wasn't paying attention.
Okay. You don't attribute the problems with the phone to the Packet 8 at all?
No. It's just a problem with my attention span.
It's personal problems. It's human error and not equipment error. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right, well, see, that's the thing. I wanted to talk about Vonage versus Packet 8 because I hear a lot of shit, everybody talking about VoIP, you know, they think it's all fucking hot shit, the new stuff, and you've got both services, correct?
Yes, I have. All
right, so I really want to know, like, for me, who doesn't have either, never has, which one should I get?
Well, I would suggest Packet 8, and this is the reason why.
Well, if it's solely based on price, I don't even want to hear it.
Well, it's not solely based on price. It's based on my experience with both of them. You see, Vonage provides basically the same service as Packet 8 does, They do have a little more features. They got a call transfer feature, which is pretty nifty, but I don't really see a use for it.
Isn't that the whole thing on about the caller ID spoofing, supposedly, where it wasn't really spoofing though?
Yeah. If you call transfer someone to another phone number, basically what that does is it's like three-way, except you won't be on the line. You're basically placing a call for the person that you called. And so what will happen is whoever you called, when you call transfer them to that number, their phone number will show up on the caller ID that you transfer them to. But they're the one that's actually placing the call anyway, since you're not on the line. So I don't really see what everyone's bitching about, that it's a spoof.
Yeah, you know, I remember reading that article, and I don't really think the guy who wrote it knew his shit very well, because he didn't explain it exactly how it was happening. He was acting like it was some sort of ANI spoofing technique, and, you know.
Yeah, and it definitely was not.
No, it's not that. You know, going back to the original topic of the Urban Dictionary, that was when you use Lucky 225 in a sentence, or referring to it, the second definition was, I'm getting a call from fuck you.
For real?
Yeah. And I've gotten calls plenty of times from fuck you, from 666, from you are Fixer's bitch, off of his little caller ID spoofing software and whatnot.
Yeah, his software.
Yeah.
Okay, Decoder, let me put you on hold 1 second.
Oh, what the fuck? This is really bad radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we appear to be experiencing some sort of female difficulties with Lucky's girlfriend. That's what I'm going to have to attribute this to. Maybe I can get the engineer on the line. What the fuck? This is, we can't do it like this. Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, I'm back.
What the hell is wrong with
you,
bro? Oh, there's our engineer, Gay Doug, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you.
Our engineer records the show each and every week or whenever.
Call transfer.
Yeah,
all right, Decoder.
Yeah.
Did Doug cut it off? Or
no, we're still going. This is the show, baby. People are listening.
All right. Well, okay, so back to Vonage and Vonage
and Tuckaday. Yeah, I didn't mean to digress into the original topic of Urban Dictionaries and Emmanuel Goldstein's and definitions.
Well, let's get back to Vonage, okay? They send you out the box and they charge you some outrageous price to activate your voice over IP line.
So the Cisco ATA 186 or whatever it is.
Yeah, you would think that you were actually paying for that box, but when I actually went to disconnect my service, they told me, well, you realize there's a $44 disconnection fee unless you return the Cisco box.
And as I understand it, not to interrupt you, but that's not even a full-featured Cisco box, is it? Vonage puts filters on this.
Yeah, it's totally locked down by Vonage with its own unique password for every single box, in which they won't tell you the password to your box, even though having the password to your box would not enable you to unlock any other Vonage boxes. It would only unlock your specific box, but they won't tell you the password.
So even if you were to send them the money and bought it?
Yeah, even if you pay the disconnection fee. And it really sucks, because here you are sitting with a box that you can't do anything with. But
as you pay for.
But if you send the box back to them with all the original packaging, manuals, the boxes, everything that came about 6 months ago, you know, try finding that.
Right.
Then they'll give you the credit back for your disconnection fee.
And so Vonage will never give you the password for your own box that you paid for.
Exactly. And so it's basically it's a worthless piece of hardware.
Now, with Packet 8, as I understand it, you could use your own equipment.
They send you a DPA. Well, you do have something. Yeah, I guess you could use your own equipment.
If you were so inclined to do so.
Yeah, it does have several options. It has several voice compressions that you can use. And it's a much cheaper, more cost-efficient package. And it basically, now they have better quality than Vonage. It used to suck. The voice used to always cut out, but now they got a new upgrade, and your voice actually has almost telephone quality. And you get unlimited long distance to U.S. and Canada for $19.99 a month.
So Canada is included?
Yeah, Canada is included. And it is included on Vonage, too, but it's you're paying $35 a month for the same thing that you can get from Packet 8. So.
And I've heard that recently Packet 8 finally got three-way calling and call forwarding and all this hot shit.
They've always had the call forwarding and the voicemail. The three-way they had on there, but they didn't tell their customers about it because it was you would have to hit flash and then 7 and then dial the number and people could hear the DTMF that you're dialing.
Yeah.
But now with the firmware upgrade, you can actually three-way like a normal phone. People aren't going to hear the touch tones when you're three-laying, and they got call waiting now and everything, so it's basically the same service as Vonage for a lot cheaper and better quality now,
and
in my
opinion. Packet 8 is how much? $20 a month?
Yeah.
And Vonage, the current little thing they got going on is $35 instead of $40, correct?
Yeah, it's $34.99, I believe.
So what you're trying to say is that if it were up to you, then you say Packet 8 is the way to go.
Yeah.
You think they're finally...
If you want to pay $15 more for, you know, a call transfer feature, go ahead.
Well, that right there, that's the feature, call transfer. That's what everybody's talking about. You know, that's what they want.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I get a lot of calls from milliwatts, and I know how they're doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That's all I got to say. Now, Vonage versus Packet 8. Okay. So now I got, you know... I don't know. I want to get into the topic because this has been on my mind, actually, and I was thinking about a few things, and I haven't really gotten any answers about this, but local number portability, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, as I understand it, right, now, it seems good at face value. You know, you have a cell phone, you want to change carriers, you don't want to change phone numbers for whatever reason, and it seems like a good service, right?
Yeah.
Now...
And they're also having it where you can put your home phone on your cell phone number and the cell phone to home phone number. It's getting crazy.
Here's the thing. This is what I was thinking. Now, if I was to say, now, my LATA, right, has like 12, 10, 12, 13 area codes. I never even counted how many there were. There are a few, more than 10 area codes in my LATA.
Okay.
Now, could I, for instance, drive an hour, get a cell phone in a different area code, and then transfer that to my home phone, that phone number in a different area code, an hour away from me?
You should, yeah. So supposedly, I believe that's how it works with the local number portability.
Now, this
I haven't really been reading up on that. I mean, I've just, you know, heard the hearsay. But from what I understand, yeah, you can pretty much use whatever number you have and put it on your cell phone or your home phone.
Well, I mean, to put
whatever.
On my home phone, like my cell phone number onto my home phone.
Yeah, I believe that's how it works.
Now,
do you
think it's confined to just my LATA, or could I have a cell phone across the country and make that my home phone number?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I would not have the answers to that. Like I said, I haven't been reading up on this.
Yeah, I haven't
so been
reading up on this
to...
either. I had a conversation with somebody a few nights ago, and he seemed to be under the impression that I can only do these transfers within my own LATA.
Well, that would make a little more sense. But
there's an area code for another state. I mean, I live in New York, and 203, parts of 203, which is Connecticut, is in my LATA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could theoretically, my home phone could, I live in New York, but my home phone number could be a 203 area code.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I don't mean to go off topic here, but back to Packet 8, you know, and Vonage, that's another thing with them is you can get an area code in any area code you want.
Well, yeah, I was going to mention that, you know, that with these VoIP services, you could pretty much get any area code you want, anything. Anywhere you want. I mean, and this is really good for college students, right? Because they could be away at college, you know, and they might want to have a number that's local to where they came from, you know.
Yeah, exactly, and especially because it's got a U.S. and Canada is local anywhere you are. My friend right now is going to college in Canada, and he's got a Wisconsin phone number. So now his parents in Wisconsin can call him locally. People in the U.S. can call the U.S. number at a cheap rate. And, you know, he can call anywhere in Canada to his friends for free, locally, and, you know, back to the U.S.
Anywhere
for free also.
US at an unlimited rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, this voice over IP, it's taken off.
Yeah.
It's taken off. Now we're, you know, But back into this locomotive portability, since we keep switching up topics, right?
Yep.
I mean, do you think, like, it's kind of like just I'm a crazy phone freaker that I want to have a goddamn, you know, Minnesota number for my home phone number? And maybe I can achieve that by just, like, taking a little trip out there, grabbing a cell phone, paying the... I mean, it's a nominal fee to transfer, correct? A couple of bucks or something. Nothing big, nothing major.
I mean, I guess if you really were so inclined to do that, you could.
Well, that's the question I have. Like, do you think I'm just a crazy phone freaker because I want to do that?
Oh, well, yeah. If you want a Minnesota number, get VoIP.
Well, yeah, it's true. Get VoIP. Now, see, this is another thing I've been thinking, though, about all the with the VoIP and with the local number portability and how this ties in together. Now, back in the days, you know, when you picked up the phone and you dialed a 213 area code, you know, you were calling California. You know, you were calling the L.A. area. But now, I mean, you pick up the phone and you dial a 213 number, you don't know where the fuck you're calling. You don't know what the hell is going on. You could be calling the guy next door. The guy next door could have packet 8 with a 213 number. You think you're calling L.A., but you're not. You're calling that bum that lives next door to you.
Yeah, that's very true.
This brings in, you know. And
it's pretty much country code 1 is all you know that you're dialing.
Yeah, exactly. You know that
North America.
It's part of the North American numbering plan. That's all you know.
Yeah, and then it doesn't even have to necessarily be in North America if they're using VoIP. So
that's true. It's just you know. Now I don't know what kind of issues do you think this poses for modern phone freakers?
Well, I mean, obviously we're not going to know what prefixes are what. I mean, it could say, oh, this is a singular wireless cell phone prefix, and
but you don't know that.
It's sitting on a Verizon home phone line, you know.
I mean, how many times is it? You know, you get a chick's number. She gives you the number. You do a quick look up, and you're like, "Hey, that's an AT&T phone." And she's like, "Oh, holy shit! How the hell did you know that?" You know,
yep,
you impressed her. You might get a piece of ass out of it, and now you're missing out on that pussy that you would have got. I'm serious.
Good.
You're missing out. She wanted to know, how the hell did you know it was an AT&T phone? And you say, oh, I'm an Uber lead hacker. That's all you got to know, babe.
Well, I guess your only bet now is to call her cell phone or her home phone and hope she doesn't pick up and see and try and guess what kind of phone it is by the voicemail.
Well, all these different carriers, they have these different voicemail systems. Some of them have the same. Some of them have different ones. Sometimes, you know, Verizon Wireless in the East uses for their voicemail system, they might not use in the West.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not really...
It's not like it was where you could just go to a lookup website or, hey, if you're like me, sometimes you know these prefixes in your head.
Yeah. You know? And now it's just, it could be anything now.
I mean, at least in your local area. I'm not trying to tell the listeners that I memorized all 10 million prefixes. I'm just saying in my local area, you know, I would know, hey, you know, 206 prefix is a Sprint phone. You know, this is just stuff I know. How do I know this? I don't know. Just things that stick with me. You know, I don't deliberately go out there and memorize it. But, you know,
yeah,
you just pick up things along the way.
Yeah, if your friend's got a Sprint phone and, you know, its prefix starts with 206, the next time you hear a 206 number, you're going to know it's a Sprint phone.
It's a Sprint phone. Other, maybe, you know, the general public, the average Joe, doesn't think of things in these terms. But, you know, when you're involved in telephones and technology, that's just the way you think. You really can't help it.
Yep.
But
now it's just a number. That's all it is.
That's it. It's just it's a 10-digit number with country code 1. You don't know what the fuck is going on. You don't know where you're calling. You don't know what you're calling. You know?
Yeah.
It's insane. I don't know. Local number portability.
Well, at least you know the call's routed through North America. You just don't know what you're reaching on the other end.
It could be anything. It could be anywhere.
You could
be sitting in Cambodia with Vonage. I mean, if you could find the bandwidth with Vonage, and you could have a number in fucking Missouri, in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yep.
I think I'm calling St. Louis. I pick up the phone. I dial 636 and 1636 and 7 numbers, and some fuckhole in Cambodia picks up the phone. I don't even know. I don't even know he's in Cambodia.
Yeah.
You could even say, hey, you know I'm in Cambodia, and I probably think he's a fucking liar. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's what I would think, but, you know, now, you don't know. You never know. Now.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, you know, actually, I was thinking about something else, too. I went to your website, right? Verizonfears.com. And I noticed
when did you go to it, by the way? Because I just redesigned it last tonight.
Oh, did you redesign? No, I haven't been to it today. This was maybe last night.
Okay.
So you redesigned the site or just this one page?
Yeah, I redesigned the site. It's got frames and such now.
Oh, you redid the entire site. I'm going to have to send you some stuff then. You're going to have to put some of my scans or something on there.
Yeah. And definitely have the listeners send me anything they'd like to add to it, too, because I definitely need content. But
yeah, so actually for the listeners, you know, just to let them know, I mean, it's not the end of the show. Don't get scared. We've only been going for what's the time now? Engineer Doug, what's the time? 25 minutes?
Yeah, about 24.
24 minutes? See, I'm good. I'm good with the time. That's a sign of intelligence when you could guess time in your head and shit like that. Serious. But
is that 25 minutes into the show or remaining?
That's 25 minutes into the show. We have no set time. We might, you know, some weeks. See, that's the thing. We didn't even get into the concept of the show. I wanted to get into that thing because I just had Googled your name. I saw the thing on the Urban Dictionary. I had to mention it to you. I wanted to get right into that. But just to let the listeners know that this is Default Radio, Decoder, and, of course, Lucky 225. That's right. And basically, we're going to try, and the key word here is try, because, you know, we both got busy schedules, shit to do, crap going on. But we're going to try to bring your show.
Especially Doug over there.
Yeah, Doug always got stuff going on. He's having sex with a lot of big girls, from what I heard. But
knock it off.
But we're going to try to bring you the listener. Of listeners of Earth everywhere who want to tune in. We're going to try to bring you a new show every week. Usually it's going to last around an hour. You know, this seems to be the format for all the shows out there. So we're going to try to get to that. Who knows, you know, some weeks we might be busy, maybe only do it for 45 minutes. Some weeks, you know, we might be bored as fuck and we might just be banging out phone numbers and making calls and fucking with AT&T and doing all sorts of crazy shit for about an hour and a half, 2 hours even. You never know. Now, I recall, Luck, are you familiar with Slip Mode and his show In the Now?
No, actually, I haven't heard that show.
Oh, you're definitely going to have to go listen to that show. You could get it at one of the various mirrors or at his site, which is slipnet.org, slipnet.org. And he actually had a show that went on for 3 hours once. It was like a conference call show. It was pretty cool, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you got to go check that out. I don't know what show number it is, but I'm sure anybody can go find it just by looking at slipnet.org. But, yeah, we're going to try to make the show an hour every week. Now, you know, and I don't know, Lucky, what are we going to talk about? Just stuff, telephones and computers and technology or what? Just bullshit? Make prank calls?
Telephones, making calls.
Everything.
Everything.
And, of course, you know, the listeners, you want to send us feedback, comments, anything, tell us we're fucking idiots. That's, you can send it to me, decoder at oldschoolfreak.com. And,
yeah, you can send it to me, lucky25@2600.com. That's lucky225@2600.com.
No, I mentioned...
There'll also be an official radio show email address.
There's going to be, coming soon to be announced, TBA. There's going to be an official default email address. We haven't gotten to that point yet, though. And I did mention my email at Old School Freaks. It's another show that you guys should definitely be listening to. It's Radio Freak America, hosted by Duel, Parallel, and his most of the time co-hosted with Bland Inquisitor. Those guys are elite. You got to listen to their show all the time, every week. You know, just go check it out, schoolfreak.com. Now, what else did I want to get into? So we gave them our email address. We told them what the show was about. Yeah, you know, we didn't get into that, Lucky. Now, I noticed on your website that you're becoming like a private investigator of sorts.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm unemployed now, so I need some funding, you know, to fund our Verizon productions, you know, like Default Radio, for instance. And
another project that we have coming in the works that, you know, I'm going to allude to right there and then leave it at that.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically we need money, and I'm going to start providing a service, you know, finding information on people, you know, names, phone numbers, addresses.
Getting docs.
Yeah, getting docs. You want docs, send the info you have, tell me what you want, and I'll try to pull it. I'm not going to charge for the service if I can't get the information that you want.
But you know what? The thing is, man, you're lucky 225. You're going to get the fucking info. We know this. I mean, come on. You're known for this, man. You're known for two things, for the orange box and caller ID spoofing and A&I, and for getting people shit.
Yep, that's true.
That's what you're known for. I mean, Ask anybody. Ask around. That's what you're known for. Look up in the Urban Dictionary. That's what you're known for, man. Come on. Everyone knows it. You're going to get the info. It's not. It's, you're going to be hard-pressed to give this guy, you know, a task to get somebody's info that he's not going to be able to get done. You're going to be hard-pressed. Everything I've ever asked you to get from me, you've gotten, man. Everything. Everything. I'm not even going to get into it because, you know, some of them may be less than legal. I'm not even sure. I haven't really even looked into it. I don't ask you how you do it.
Yeah, I don't ask myself how I do it. I mean,
just do it.
That's the thing. You want the info? If I have it, I'll give it to you.
You
want to
get phone numbers, Britney Spears' phone number, whatever. We can get it. For $5. You can't fucking beat that with a stick.
Yeah, that's true. You want Britney Spears' parents' home phone numbers? I got them.
We have them. We have everything. You name it. Celebrities, people you don't like. Shit, you test us. Fucking ask us to get info on you.
Yeah.
I don't. You have to pay $5 for it, but, you know, hey.
Hey, well, that's what I'm saying. If the info doesn't return, they don't have to pay the $5.
Well, that's it. But, you know, that's kind of one of those guarantees, man, that's never going to happen because you're always going to return the info.
Yeah, there you go.
That's one of those fake guarantees, man. I see something fishy right there already. You're making people say, oh, if he doesn't get it, I can get my money back. You're going to fucking get it, man. You're going to get the info. And now, what's the URL for that? What's the correct URL for your private investigator page?
Okay, it's www.verizonfears.com, and you click the investigations link.
But you got a link
URL
on there now.
Yeah.
Man, when did you do this? Today?
Yeah.
I got to go check out the site.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Ah, man. So,
and
I don't know. Say what you're going to say. What'd you have to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, and if you guys think the web design's shitty, then send me some examples for design, and I'll play around with it.
Yeah, we're looking for criticism here, man. We're looking for comments, criticism, whatever. Just send it to the email, you know? Send it to the snail mail, even, if you want. Send us some cool shit. Give them the snail mail address.
P.O. Box 1111. Glosty, G-U-A-S-T-I, California, 91743-1111.
Right there, P.O. Box. Glosty 2600. We're going to have shirts available. Get ready for that. T-shirts of almost. It's coming soon.
Yeah. And also the Glosty 2600 meetings will be happening every first Friday at the
at
Ontario
Party
Mills.
City.
At the Ontario Mills.
Oh, okay.
In Ontario.
Not at Party City?
No. I decided against that.
You decided against that Party City, so they're going to be taking place at Ontario Mills in Ontario, California.
That's correct.
And, you know, everyone knows where the New York City 2600s are, so, you know, you fuckers can go there, hang out with those people. You know the info and everything. So, I don't know. What do you want to get into? You want to make some calls?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, hey, I'll leave it up to you, man. Call whatever you want. Let's fuck around. Let's do something. Don't make me start pulling out my notes, man. I could start pulling out some numbers here, you know.
Yeah, you start pulling out some notes, and I'll start trying to find some numbers to call to.
More dead air. We're gonna hear dead air a lot on this show, man.
Yeah, we are.
We're gonna put music in there. Yes, this will be edited, ladies and gentlemen, later. Well, probably not. You're probably gonna hear all this.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
just because we're so fucking lazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, lucky, my three-way isn't operational right now, so if I do pull out any numbers, I'm gonna have to say them right out over the air. I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh, I see. Hmm. Well,
editing.
Let's see.
Oh, don't edit nothing, man. That's our engineer, Gay Doug. He's not gonna edit anything. The listeners are gonna hear all this shit.
Yeah, we're gonna have Doug coming on, and people are gonna be like, "Fucking Doug."
Yeah, right.
No, but I mean, like, if you want to edit the numbers out.
Oh, you want to edit the numbers out? No, that's it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm going to pull something out. Actually, screw that shit. We're going to let the listeners know the numbers that we're going to call. Fuck it. We're going to just tell them. I'm not going to do anything screwed up here. We're just going to tell them. I'm going to pull out something here.
Your show.
All right. Well, it's not my show. It's my show and Lucky's show. What's your show, too? You're the fucking engineer.
Yeah. Well, let's go with this, too, just before we start three-laying. Getting back to the Vonage and Packet 8.
Yeah.
Here's another thing about... Sorry, I was eating. Here's another thing about Packet 8, which is definitely better than Vonage. was that if you go to block your caller ID, it actually blocks your ANI.
Now, is that blocking your Flex ANI or your real-time ANI?
Yeah, well, your real-time ANI is always blocked. The Flex ANI is what determines your caller ID. So when you block, when you go to block caller ID, it actually turns the Flex ANI off and gives it an ANI fail. So the real-time and the Flex are both blocked. So whatever you're calling, no one knows where you're calling from.
Yeah, people don't know. Now, what is it, what is the real-time ANI pass as for packet 8? Nothing?
It actually passes as one digit, either the digit 9 or the digit 6.
9 or 6, 69.
Instead of an area code, like usually if you opt-divert, your real-time ANI is going to show the area code of the call center that it came from.
Okay.
In this case, your real-time billing ANI is a one-digit number, which usually happens to be 9.
Usually. Sometimes it's 6, though.
Yeah, and then your Flex ANI is always 23-646, and the 23 means it was an ANI fail.
Well, hey, you know, I just got an idea. You know what number we're gonna call?
Yeah.
All right. There's a little story behind this too, right? I went to artofhacking.com, okay, and many people may know that as one of those sites with all the recordings and sounds of telephone calls and whatnot. I just wanted to see what they had new there, to check out, right? And I saw a number there, right? A number that I discovered, I didn't invent the number, so I'm not going to take full credit for it, but I did discover this number one day when I was dialing a bunch of random numbers. And I saw a recording of this number with the number listed on artofhacking.com, right? And I was like, well, what the fuck, who submitted this to Art of Hacking, right? So I look, it always gives not always, but most of the time it gives credit to someone who submitted it, right? And my name was on there. It said, by decoder. Okay. And apparently this has been up there for a month, since October 10th or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know who submitted it. I didn't submit it. I'll tell you that much.
But it's got your name, and you're the one who found it.
I mean, I'm the one who found it. It has my name on it. Obviously someone submitted it to them. They were nice enough to acknowledge the fact that I found this number, and they gave me credit for it. But it would also been nice for them to maybe tell me about it.
Tell you that you're about to they're about to submit it.
Even after the fact, you know what I'm saying? Because I'd made this number public on a public forum, binrev.com/forums, which. Also, and of course, Binary Revolution Radio, another good radio show, binrev.com. Stankdog is definitely the man. Should go listen to that too. One of the many radio shows out there that you guys better be listening to, or else you're just fucking lame. But
I don't know if calling our listeners lame is going to win us.
Make a note that we're no way affiliated with any of these other radio shows.
No, we're not affiliated with them, but we're going to pimp them, man, because they're the shit. I listen to them. You listen to them, right, Doug?
Yeah, but I'm saying,
I listen to them too. So.
We all listen to these shows. Of course, we're not affiliated with them.
We don't run. We're just listeners.
Well, what are you, retarded? I just said who fucking hosted the fucking show and everything. Doug, get off the phone, man. Just sit back in the background, do the recording, check the levels, and shut the fuck up. But anyway, so back to the Art of Hacking. So this number was on there mysteriously with my name. I didn't submit it. You know what I'm saying? I did, however. I submitted some numbers to Jen at the webpage you have reached, right? And those numbers aren't up, and that was the months ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I do submit, nothing comes of it. What I don't, fucking there it is with my name on it. But anyway, the number, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Lucky, we played around with this a lot, which we're going to call right now, is 435-723-9901.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to call off of that, Lucky?
I'm going to call an ANAC off.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they did. At Art of Hacking, they called 800-555-1140.
Oh, really?
So, let's let our listeners hear this number that I got right here. That was attributed to me at Art of Hacking, even though I didn't submit it to them.
And what's that number one more time?
Oh, it's 435-723-9901.
Okay, let's call that up.
Call it up.
All right, hold on.
I'm going to be holding on while we make calls and shit.
This is where we insert music.
Dude, didn't I tell you to shut the fuck up? You think Lucky's going to remember to click back over?
I don't know. He has pack of eight.
He's out there. He's listening to it right now, like talking to himself. Hey, you know, we want to hear the dial tone, too, Lucky. I know he can't hear us, but, yeah, anyway, I'm going to tell him. There it is. And, of course, you know, anybody with good ears knew what that number was.
Yeah.
More dead air. This takes a while. This takes a couple of seconds for this number to go through. It's about to start. There you go. Oh, Lucky, your shit is fucked up. We can't hear it.
Ned, I can't hear it either. Hold on. Let me call it back.
All right. Well, here, this is really fucking horrible. The one number that we were going to call, it gets all fucked up. But anyway, for the listeners who don't know, that number is actually a dial tone. And you could dial Watts numbers off of there, but only 800 numbers, which I'm just going to attribute to the fact that it's probably a little old, and it was around before the 888 and the 877s and the 866 even existed. So you can only dial 800 numbers off of it, and we will get into a little discussion about it either in a few minutes, if we could ever get through to it, or on a later show when we discuss A&I. But,
the ARU, I
know. Oh, here we go.
S2D.
Your line number is?
2.
The Venus is?
03122.
The Annie is?
0043572399901.
Okay, now obviously that makes a lot of sense. You called that number, you dial an 800 number off it, it's going to give that F the Flex Annie, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, Decoder, what? Now you know because I called through Packet 8 that no A&I showed up.
Now, exactly. Now, if I was to call from my landline, where my landline would be passing the real-time Annie, the Flex Annie, and, of course, the caller ID, all as the same number, my home telephone number. If I was to call either the 800-555-1140 or the 1180 ANAX, they would play back as the A&I my home telephone number. But now, if I was to call, for instance, 800-all-4s, which is MCI, or something similar to that, a different ANAC, you know, maybe those... the Pad Life toll freeze that everybody talks about, those little voicemail box things that read back your Annie. There's a passcoded ANAC out there that reads back real time. That's always pushing out the 435 number. Now, maybe Lucky, you can, you know, should we explain this now, the differences between real time or and Flex, or do you want to save it for a later show?
No,
because it might get involved. You sure you want to explain it now?
Yeah, let's explain it now.
All right, tell people out there the differences between real-time, Flex, why it's called that, everything.
Okay. Here's the differences between real-time and Flex A&I. Flex A&I is the A&I where you get the II digits. You get 00 is your home phone. If you call from a payphone, it's going to say 27 or 70 if it's a COCOT, or 07 if it's a restricted line, whatever you have. Now,
cell phones...
Yeah, cell phones is going to say 6-2 or 6-3, depending on if you're roaming or not.
I think isn't 6-1 also a cellular phone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
6-1 and 6-2 are cellular phones, and 6-3 is analog roaming?
Yeah, okay. I believe that's how it is.
I mean, you can get all this information at NAMPA.com, of course.
Yeah, and just look at II digits. Now, the real-time ANI...
Well, you got to tell people that the II, what it stands for.
Well, the II is informational... indicator digits. I believe that's what it stands for.
No, you're wrong. Every day I tell you this, man. Identification indicator.
Oh, there you go. Identification indicator digits.
That's what they are. II. Not ANI2.
Yeah, it's not ANI2. It's II. Information indicator digits. It's just the two digits that come before
identification indicator.
Yeah. It just identifies what type of phone you're calling from. Now, you can only get II digits on Flex Annie. Now, Flexible Annie is just basically it tells you what the II digits are. And it's called flexible because your ANI can change on it. It doesn't necessarily have to be your phone number.
Now, you know, I remember you explaining this to me, not to interrupt you, but you explained it to me really well the first time we were talking about this. You had mentioned that if someone was to, say, apply for a credit card, okay? And, you know, you got these companies that when you activate it, you have to be calling from, quote-unquote, your phone, right? Now, if you know, they're not particularly knowledgeable about the telephone system, they might put their work phone number, okay? And
exactly.
the work phone number might be on a large PBX if they work for a large company, who knows? And so they're going to put their extension. I mean, after all, they think it's their phone number because that's people call that number and they get through to their desk. So they think it's their phone number. But in actuality, the real-time ANI would never pass as that person's extension phone number. It's always going to pass usually the billing telephone number of the company, but they could really set the PBX to pass the real-time ANI as anything they want.
No. They can only set the PBX to pass whatever Flex ANI they want.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
And that's how it works. And that's why most credit card activations use Flex ANI to determine, quote-unquote, where you're calling from. And basically, they can set on the PBX, you know, this extension is this phone number. And so when they place a call, the ANI and the caller ID, well, the Flex ANI and the caller ID, are going to show that particular phone number for the extension. However, the real-time ANI, the number that's being billed, is going to be the actual main phone number for the business, usually.
Which is the BTN, the billing telephone number.
Correct.
And that's what passes as the real-time ANI.
Yeah, and that's what's always going to be the real-time ANI. So you can be spoofing caller ID and Flex ANI, and it'll show whatever number you put. But your real-time ANI, which is going to tell you exactly where the call is coming from, that's what you can't spoof.
Mm. Very interesting.
So,
now, what if let's say I was to forward my calls, right?
Correct.
Okay. If I was to say forward my calls to an ANI trap, I wanted to see who was calling me. Now, the ANI trap is going to be catching Flex ANI, flexible ANI, and it's going to show me the person who called me. Correct.
Correct.
Now, if it was catching real-time ANI, and I did my little call forwarding on my home telephone number, would it be showing my number?
It'll either show your phone number or a test phone number at the telephone company, which is just basically a number they put in there for whenever a call is forwarded.
So now, what do you think about maybe like 900 number billing? Now, do you think they're using real-time ANI or Flex ANI?
Well, 900 obviously would be using real time because they can only bill to where it's coming from. So I can't
trap someone into calling a 900 number by calling me.
Exactly, get billed to your line.
Wow, that's a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean that's how it works. That's why whenever you call forward a call, you pay for the long distance if it's being forwarded long distance.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That long distance will show up on your bill, and that's because it's using your real-time ANI.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know that I'm paying for the long distance because I have an unlimited plan on my home telephone. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just informing you.
And then
when, but of course, their caller ID and will show up on wherever you forward them to.
Well, yeah, and that's the caller ID is derived from the Flex ANI.
Correct.
Okay, so, well, we learned a little bit about ANI, automatic number identification, for those
it's obviously a little confusing, so if you have any questions, just go ahead and email us.
I mean, I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to ANI, truthfully. I just pull it out of my ass. I make up whatever sounds good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you could always read those docs from back in the days. I mean, a lot of people don't know that ANI was in use long before caller ID.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, people don't realize that. I mean, when New Jersey Bell actually, and I think it was 87, was it? 87?
Yeah, when they were first starting to...
Yeah, when they were having the test with that. That was ANI. That wasn't a fucking caller ID. They called it call identification, but that was ANI, motherfucker. That was the test market was using ANI.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, back then, actually, the ACLU had a problem with caller ID. They thought that it was an infringement on people's privacy.
So I guess that's why they had to develop a whole different mechanism for it.
Yeah, exactly, where it could be blocked somehow, you know, to the subscriber. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people think when they're blocking their caller ID, like, you know, the average Joe, the layman who doesn't really know about telephones or technology or anything like that. I mean, he thinks that hitting *67 is an effective method to mask his identity and to protect his privacy, and it's just not. I mean,
yeah, whenever he calls an 800 number, even though he's blocking his caller ID, his ANI and his Flex Annie is going to show up to that.
Yeah, people think hitting *67 and a toll free call isn't going to, you know, is going to do a damn bit of difference. It's not. It's just not going to do anything. A lot of people don't know that. You know, I don't know if it's. I mean, I don't think it's a deliberate. It's deliberately on the part of the phone company or anybody else to hide that fact. It's just a lack of interest on the general public. You know, they just don't care. They don't realize that stuff.
That's true.
Yeah,
and they think call tracing is like so hard and everything. You know, it's going to take days.
Yeah, it's not like the movies. Oh wait, he has to stay on the phone for 2 minutes, or else we're not going to get the trace done. It's like, dude.
Your phone number is sent across the line before the phone even rings.
Yeah, as soon as you press that last digit, man, you're already traced. It's done. Before it even starts, you press the last button, and you are already traced. You know, these. It's not like the movies, kids. It's not like the movies.
Definitely not.
I mean, back in the days, it was like maybe on a crossbar or something. But you know.
Well, so let's get back to now that we've explained the differences between Flex and real time and everything. Let's get back to that phone number.
Yeah. So with that phone number, right? If I was to use my home line to call it, passing my home telephone number as the real time Annie and the flexible Annie to that 435 number. And I was to use that 435 number to call one of the Flex Annie test numbers on 800-555-1140 or 1180. It would read back my telephone number. And now when I would call other numbers, such as other popular ones, 800-225-5313 or 225-5214, which actually sound exactly the same as those 555 numbers, but they do not deliver the II digits. But with those numbers, it repeated back, it read back the 435 number to me.
Yeah, that's because those numbers are reading the real-time ANI, and the 555-1140 is reading the Flex.
And my number is passing as Flex, so kids, don't think that you're going to go use that 435 number as a diverter or anything, because it's passing your number, you know?
Yeah, unless you block ANI to it.
Unless you block ANI to it. But if you're blocking ANI to it, you're already blocking ANI. So what's the point of going through it? You know?
Well, just another little extension.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Just push it out a little further.
I guess we should get into blocking ANI since people are probably interested
in that. Your phone's crapping out really bad.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, you got a bandwidth problem. Stop downloading those porn movies and just, get the bandwidth for the phone. We're doing a radio show here, in case you haven't fucking noticed. I don't think anybody else who's listening has noticed that either, but, you know.
Really? Okay. Am I sounding better now or not?
Yeah, much, much better.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one thing with VoIP. It's not a copper wire. It's voice over IP. It's not, you know, you're going to have to deal with certain things, you know. Calls get dropped. Calls get fucked up. You know, can you hear me now? It's like a cell phone.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you right now, Lucky. I actually can.
Okay. Okay.
Not a copper wire. I mean, really, to benefit our listeners, we should be doing this over landline telephones. But I don't know. Do you got a landline in that place where you're at right now?
No, no. That's why you guys got to send us money.
Okay. You got to send money so Lucky can get a landline. I mean, I don't want to deal with this fucking $2 a month packet 8 shit when we're doing a radio show. We're going to have to get Lucky's going to have to come in over like fucking shortwave radio to fucking get on the fucking line. Something, right?
All right. Well,
something.
So let's get back to this. Blocking ANI, I believe, is what we were at.
Yeah, blocking ANI. How do you do it?
Well, there's a couple methods. Of course, obviously using voice over IP.
Probably the most effective method.
Yeah, because you just direct dial in your ANI is already blocked. You don't got to do anything.
And, you know, you don't have to have one of these services to subscribe to if you just want to dial 800 numbers. There's plenty of things you could download, Free World Dial-Up, anything else, you know. Download a softphone. They let you call 800 numbers for free.
Yeah.
You're not paying these guys any money. They're offering you this service. You can call 800 numbers all you want. You want to do some watt scanning, you know, get one of these free voice over IP things. Shit. Some of them let you call free phone numbers, as they call them in the UK, you know. You can call them out of the country. You could sit in your house on your computer, and you could be banging out fucking UK free phone numbers, 0800.
Well, but that is also another advantage of Packet 8, even though you have to pay for it, is you could be war dialing 800 numbers if you wanted to do a carrier scan.
Yeah, if you want to do some carrier scanning, get some of those leet fucking switch dial-ups you could hacksaw your way into, you know?
Yeah, man, and, you know, with Packet 8, your ANI's not showing up. Now, remember, you gotta enable the caller ID block option from their website. But once you do that, you're good to go. You just dial direct the 800 numbers.
And you're never going to get any shit for it. Nobody's going to bother you.
And I won't show up. You could even war dial long distance if you wanted to, and you're not gonna. You don't have to worry about *69s because it's going to show out of area on their caller ID.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal right there. Voice over IP, like the wave of the future, I guess. I don't know though. People like me.
All right, let's get back to blocking ANI for
well,
the
layman. Let me just say something
there.
Here. I'm kind of old school, okay, and I like fucking landlines.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at.
All right. So we're talking about blocking. ANI. One of course, you know, the most popular ways is to use AT&T's PIC, 1010-2880.
Yeah, and you just dial 1010-2880, you'll get AT&T, and you just touch tone in the 800 number that you want, and it'll say thank you for using AT&T, and your ANI will be already blocked.
Now, you know, there's a few little tricks that people don't know about 1010-2880. One, for instance, is that if you press more than one, if you press zero two or three times, then maybe even a pound, because the pound key usually on the telephone is enter, that you'll be connected to AT&T just a little bit faster. A couple of seconds faster. I mean, you know, hey, every second counts when you're war dialing, right?
Yeah.
And the other one is that when you enter the 800 number in, now, since you're dialing it through AT&T, you don't have to enter the one first. You could, if you want, you could enter 1-800. You could just enter 800. And also, people don't know, you can enter 0800, and we'll all do the same thing.
Oh, I didn't know about the 0800. But,
yeah, you could dial 0800 from that AT&T, and it will do exactly the same thing. It'll put you through to, you know, you want to dial the ANAC off of it, just try it. 0800-555-1140. It'll put you through to 800-555-1140.
Oh, there you go. Some things that we should advise our listeners is that It won't block your ANI to all 800 numbers.
That's the thing.
Certain numbers that are in the AT&T call center, like 800 call ATT, is served within the same call center as 1010-2880. So your ANI is going to pop up.
Yeah, it's in the same call center. Now, you know, this I know we've talked about this before, that I'm kind of leery of dialing any AT&T numbers off of it, even if they're not in the same call center. You know?
Yeah, like AT&T Wireless or...
Yeah,
you know.
I don't know, like, if I feel comfortable with doing that, thinking that my ANI is being blocked, because I'm not quite sure. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. And it's coming through an AT&T trunk, so it wouldn't be that hard for them to find out where...
Yeah, trace it back within their own company, exactly. Depending on what you're doing. I mean, you have to do some, you know, you have to do something pretty bad for them to want to trace you back, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
If your number's not coming up on their little console right there, you know, they don't know what the fuck is going on. They don't know you dialed 1010-2880. They're not even thinking that. They think that something happened along the way. Somewhere along the way, your call got fucked up. It went through, but it didn't send the ANI. A fail. I mean, there are actual legitimate ANI fails that happen, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to say with all of us using 1010-2880 and other methods to fail ANI, you know, diverting with our local off or whatever else, what have you, I'm sure the vast majority of ANI fails that go through on the telephone system are attributed to us, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, not me and you. Just
phone freaks in general.
Yeah.
But it does happen occasionally, you know, during call completion. You know, just on a direct dialed call, you might call somewhere and, you know, the switch just happens to not pass your ANI, and a fail happens.
There's legitimate ANI fails. I'm not sure if people realize that. I mean, there wouldn't be such a thing as that. There wouldn't be an assignment for an ANI fail unless it legitimately happened occasionally. Technology isn't perfect, you know? It happens.
Yeah.
You know, your ANI doesn't go through. You might be getting lucky. ANI doesn't go through. You don't know about this, though. There's no, like, your telephone doesn't tell you about it. It should. You should have like a little screen on your telephone, give you a little memo. By the way, your ANI just got lost somewhere, so do whatever the fuck you want. You know?
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm thinking. But yeah, blocking your ANI. Now, what are other good methods of diverting? Now, of course, your local op. A lot of people don't like to talk to ops, and you know what? This is my problem with this. This is my love-hate relationship with 1010-2880. I think that number has made a lot of people lazy.
Yeah, they just want to touch on it, and then especially with Packet 8, you don't even have to touch in a PIP code. You just dial direct, and hey, my ANI's not showing up.
And a lot of people are getting lazy. They don't want to talk to local ops. And I mean, it's easy. I mean, Lucky, you want to do it right now?
Yeah, sure.
Let's call 800 all fours. Let's call MCI through your local op. Okay.
Well, I don't have a local op.
Remember. Oh, yeah, you're on this fucking Packet 8. See, that's another thing. One of the disadvantages, ladies and gentlemen, of VoIP is that you don't have the pleasure of a local operator. Now, what would happen, Lucky, if you just dialed zero? Nothing?
It would probably just give me a fast busy or something. There's a lot of 0XX numbers on Packet 8. For example, to dial my voicemail, I dial 0120555.
Really? So dialing zero just wouldn't do shit. It would give you a reorder.
Yeah.
All right, so what kind of operator do you want to get on?
Well, I thought you were going to three-way or Doug or something.
Doug, get the engineer over here.
Engineer.
Yeah. Bring a local zero up onto the line. We want to get Lucky to have her call an 800 number just to show everybody how easy it is. You shouldn't be scared of your zero up.
I can get you a local zero up through a cell phone provider.
They're not going to make an 800 call.
There are ways sometimes. You have to be...
Let's see if the
zero op for a cell phone provider.
Yeah, hold on.
We'll make a call for us.
Well, he's probably going to get Pacific Bell or Verizon. A lot of people don't know that. If you dial zero on your cell phone, you actually get a TSPS operator.
Well, you get a TSPS... Oh, they'll do it. You get a TSPS op, they'll do it.
Yeah, but they'll know you're calling from a cell phone. Hello? Doug. Dude, decoder?
Yeah.
Where the hell's Doug?
I think we lost him. I don't know if we're still recording. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this isn't crazy.
Hush.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Let me go to op.
What the fuck were you just doing?
Technical difficulties.
Okay.
Let's get an op on the line. I'm going to demonstrate op diverting.
Op, may I help you?
Yeah, hello. I'm visually impaired. I need a system styling a toll-free number. Hello?
Yes?
It's 800-555-1140.
The ARU ID is...
F.
I'm going to connect you to my service assistant. Hang on.
Why couldn't you just leave it there? Well, she transferred us.
Supervisor, may I help you?
Yes, I'm visually impaired. I need a system styling a toll-free number.
Sure, what's the number?
800-555-1140.
Thank you.
The ARU ID is...
F2C...
Your line number is...
1...
The DNS is...
03122...
The ANI is...
23310.
All right, well, there you go.
Wow, that was pretty interesting. Why didn't the original operator, she made the call, then she cut it off?
Well, she probably saw that it was coming from a cell phone, thought it was suspicious that I told her I was visually impaired, so she transferred me up to the supervisor.
She already made the call, though.
She was trying to think about it.
It was going through, and then, like, it stopped. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, she was like, maybe this is not a good idea after all.
After she made the call? Very odd. I've never heard that before. I've never heard that done, where an operator just breaks the call in the middle of it and tells you to transfer you to the supervisor.
That's probably going to scare our listeners now. They're going to be like,
I'm trying to demonstrate how easy it is, and this bitch, like, cuts the shit off in the middle. Who was that, by the way, Doug? What do you get on? You get past Bell on that?
That was a Verizon wireless cell phone operator.
A Verizon wireless cell phone operator?
Now remember,
that was a Verizon? Just Verizon POTS?
Always complain about it.
God, man. See, we try to give a demonstration on the ease of op diverting, and it turns out that just, I don't know, I mean, it worked. everybody could see that it, plainly that it worked. I mean, the supervisor was happy to do it. They dialed the number. Sure, I'll dial it. You know, she was a nice lady. She sounded pretty hot. I'd probably do her.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let's give another demonstration on the ease of OpDiverty for our lazier cell phone users.
Oh, okay.
Doug, because you can't dial 1010-2880 on cell phones. You can't dial a pick on a cell phone.
Let's show them how to do it.
Let's show them how to reach AT&T.
Yeah, bring me off back, Doug.
Okay, hold on.
Fucking bitch made the call, didn't want to do it. The hell?
Peter CV.
Yeah, AT&T, please.
Sure, one moment.
AT&T. Operator assistance, that link's not permitted.
Whoa, stop.
Plus a number you are calling.
Operator assisted dialing is not permitted on that.
What is that? What it said?
Yeah.
Wow, I've never heard that from a cell phone.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've heard that a few times. Why? That's worked for you every time I try it on my cell phone. That's what it tells me because it knows you're coming through on a cell phone.
Oh wow! I've never heard that before.
Oh, you know why? You know what it probably is? Oh no, that's not it either. Because see, a lot of people don't realize is that when you ANI fail to AT&T, you don't get the automated menu.
No.
You get an operator straight away.
Yeah.
So that wasn't an ANI fail.
Hmm. Well, hold on one second. I'm going to try calling it from my cell phone.
Yeah, well, we won't be able to hear it. This is a fucking radio show, bro. All right. Well, we're just going to sit here and do nothing while...
Hey, shut up. I'm getting her on.
Thank you for waiting. Operator Chad. How may I help you?
AT&T long distance, please.
Thank you. Have a good night. AT&T. To place a call, please dial the area code. Thank you for using AT&T.
You heard a couple more touchstones from my cordless phone, but, yeah.
Your ID is?
S2D.
Your line number is?
2.
The penis is?
03122.
The Annie is?
23909.
Yeah, so you
can see that. That was with your cellular phone.
Yeah, that's an AT&T wireless cellular phone. I asked for AT&T long distance.
Do you think that's why? Do you think that's because AT&T knows it's an AT&T? Well, no, I don't know.
No, because I believe I get an SBC operator, though, when I dial zero. Let me see. Hold on one second.
Yeah, let's find out. See who we're getting.
I'll get us a landline zero off so we can show how easy it is.
Quiet, quiet.
Operator, may I help you?
Yeah, is this SBC or Verizon?
This is SBC.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I guess you can see right there. Even though it's an AT&T wireless phone, I get an SBC operator. So all I got to do is ask her for AT&T. She's not going to know I'm coming on, and she's not going to know I'm coming in on an AT&T wireless phone.
I suppose not.
So, but you can see there when I have the SBC op transfer. Well, maybe it's because it's going through SBC instead of Verizon.
Well, this is what our radio show is about: learning how to do shit, fucking around, seeing what happens. You know. We don't have all the answers.
Yep.
This is,
we sure don't.
We just find out. We see what happens. Learn. That's what it's about, man. It's about learning.
Yeah. Exploring the phone system. You can see there.
Yeah, free, you know, that's another thing that's always bothered me. Freaking is not about getting free calls, okay? Now, back in the days, you know, back in the 70s, the late 60s, early 70s, it was all about blue boxing. Now, people have a misconception, I think, that all these early phone freaks wanted was free calls. It's not what they were doing. The blue box. Yeah, what's the where'd the reorder come from?
Yeah, I think that was Doug.
I'm trying to fucking talk here, you know.
Yeah, where's the engineer?
Where's the are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, like I was saying, I mean, with the blue box, you could do a lot more things than just get free calls. You know. Go ahead.
Yeah,
tell them.
Yeah, you could get inward operators, you could get special operators, you could reach numbers that you can't reach direct dialable.
Yeah, I mean, that's what blue boxing was about. Now, yeah, of course, I mean, back then, a long-distance call, a call like I'm calling, if I was to call you, Lucky, I'm in New York, if I was to call you in California back then, that call cost a lot of money, you know? It wasn't cheap.
That was probably like 65 cents a minute, you know?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. That's why they were getting the free calls. Nowadays, it's 2003, and let's just leave voice over IP out of this. You can get on your landline. Even forget your cell phone. You can get an unlimited long-distance plan on your landline, you know? You don't worry about getting free calls. Even if you don't have an unlimited long distance plan, you could use a PIC. I mean, 1010987. It's 3 cents a minute to U.S., Canada, and Western Europe. And it has a 39-cent connection fee. But if you're going to call somebody in France and talk to them for a half hour, where the fuck is the reorder coming from?
Hold on, Doug.
It's not me.
Where the hell's that reorder? See, now we got our. This is what Freakin's about. What the hell is that reorder about?
Yeah, we're getting a reorder. I mean, just to let the listeners know, we're on a conference right now, and we're on a phone bridge, and I didn't hear anybody else come in. This particular bridge plays a ringing tone when someone joins, and it plays a very quick dial tone sort of sound when somebody leaves. So I don't know what that reorder is.
I've never heard a reorder on it. So.
Yeah, I've never heard a reorder on this, huh? Now, well, that's really interesting. Now, what was I saying? Somebody fill me in on what the hell I was just talking about before this reorder keeps interrupting us.
I believe. God, what were you saying?
Yeah, 1010987. I think I was at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You want to make a call to France for a half hour? It's a 39-cent connection fee, and 3 cents a minute. That's nothing. That's fucking nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Freaking's not about getting free calls. It's about exploring the phone system, seeing what's in there, seeing how things work, playing with operators, doing stupid shit. Yeah, I mean, even making prank calls. Prank calls may be, you know, looked down upon. It might be frowned upon by some people. But, you know, it's fun. You do it. It's just, you know, depending on who you prank. I mean,
don't call the White House Situation Room. Yeah, you don't want to prank the Situation Room.
What's the phone number for the Situation Room?
It's
202-456 something.
Yeah,
let's not tell. You could call up. You could call the switchboard at 202-456-1414 and ask them the number. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
They'll tell it to you right away. You just ask them for the sit room. Say this emergency.
I don't think we should be encouraging that kind of thing.
I'm actually joking around. I think I could still joke around. And I think people understand that I'm just joking. You don't want to call the sit room. I mean, our country's in it. I guess we're at war. You can kind of say that, you know?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, no, don't fuck around with the government officials. But, you know, you want to call 800-BELL-SOUTH, send an anti-fail to them, confuse them a little bit as to why your phone number's not showing up. You know, go right ahead. In fact, you know, let's do that right now.
Yeah, let's do that right now. Call BELL-SOUTH.
Huh.
More dead air. You know, dead air is not good on a radio. There we go.
Hello? Hello?
You reached an operator. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm going to place a quiet call.
Okay, can I have the area put a number you're calling from first, please?
Well, what would be cheaper for the number that I'm calling to? I want to give you a number that I'm calling from that would be a cheap rate to the number I'm calling to. Yeah.
I don't have any way to verify that without having any.
All right. Well, I'm calling 202-456-1414. I want to know what the cheapest area would be to call and collect.
Okay. I need the area code and number you're calling from first.
202-458-1234. Is that a cheap area to call from?
I don't have any info. What's the area code and number you're calling to?
202-456-1414. What would be the rate?
On a rate? How are you paying for the call?
Collect. What would the rates be for them?
Okay, for you to dial direct, it would be $1.40.
Mm-hmm.
For the surcharge, and it would be 20 cents for the first minute and 20 cents each additional minute.
Okay.
Then for an operator assist, it would be $1.65 for the surcharge, and then 20 cents a minute for the first minute and each additional minute after that.
Okay, I changed my mind. I'm calling from 909-590-1234.
Okay, so in order for me to process it, you'd have to hang up and dial again. I can't bring it up without...
Okay.
...to check it. I'm sorry. Thank you for your time. Have a good evening.
Sorry, I'm back.
You know what the thing is? I don't think you could change your phone number in, like, the middle of a collect call.
You don't think so?
No, well, hey, we just demonstrated that you can. So just for everyone listening, if you want to make a collect call like that with an ANI fail, you can't, like, decide to change your number. Maybe change the number you're calling, but the number you're calling from, I think once she enters that, it's, like, locked in the computer, you know?
Okay.
That's it. Well, you were calling from whatever the hell number you said.
Yeah. for that call.
Huh?
Maybe I'll be calling from somewhere else next time.
Well, you never know. She didn't seem to be too concerned that you just obviously made up the phone number that you were calling from. She didn't seem to care.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not that bright and wasn't really realizing what's going on.
Maybe not.
I mean, I don't know. Do you know anything about how these operators are trained? Like, when an ANI fail does come through, I mean, what are they supposed to do? Just trust the customer as to that the number that they tell them?
They got whatever the customer tells them is where they're calling from. Hey, that's where they're calling from.
Really?
Yeah.
I tell them I'm calling from anywhere. What if I was to get, like, a POTS number inside that, like, Bell South call center?
Yeah, go ahead. You can tell them any number you want is where you're calling from, and that's what they'll accept.
A good thing to do would to be to find out an operator's schedule, right? Find out who she is, get some docs on her, get her home phone number, call her up, wait till you get her, keep calling Bell South till you get that bitch, and once you get her, what number are you calling from? You give her number.
That'd
be pretty funny. She would be like, are you sure that's the number you're calling from? You'd be like, yeah, I just broke into this house right here. I'm stealing a bunch of shit, but I kind of want to make a few collect calls before I leave. I don't know. Isn't that illegal?
I don't know. Not if there's any intent. I don't think so.
Well, hey, let me just put it like this. I've never done it. I probably won't ever do it. It would be good fun for someone else who doesn't care about their freedom, I guess.
Oh, there you go.
Just willing to throw caution to the wind and just start doing crazy stuff with the telephone, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about here? You want to make some more calls? What do you want to do here?
Oh, it's getting kind of late. I think this concludes our show.
Yeah, well, hey, we got to give some shout-outs, of course. Who do you want to shout out? How long have we been going? Where's the engineer?
An hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, that's a long show, man, for a first outing. Yeah, I think we're going to have to wrap it up here. I've been going an hour and 20 minutes. I haven't even been checking the clock. We've just been going, making calls, talking about shit.
How many hours you wanted.
What happened?
You didn't say if you wanted like a one-hour or a three-hour show.
Well, I don't care. It could be a half hour. It could be fucking 3 hours. I don't care. You know? But, yeah, I guess that wraps it up then. I mean, Lucky, you got any shouts?
Yeah, I'm going to give some shouts out to Paranoia. Talking to him. Prism, right?
Big Paranoia, the fucking cellular phone expert right there.
Yeah, let's give some shouts out to some other people here. Let's see.
Scott?
Give a shout out to Scott. Definitely. Yeah, we got to give a shout out to him, definitely.
Scott's the man, the military analyst of G-Fault Radio.
We give a shout out to Accident, since, you know, he's going to, like, jizz his pants when he hears his name on the radio.
Oh, yeah, Accident, most definitely. 7-year-old actor. We all know him and love him.
Yep. Definitely. Give some shout outs to Spoonum in Canada and my friend Cryo in Oregon. Anyone else for you to go to?
I don't know. I'll give my shouts next. Doug, you got any shouts you want to give? That's our engineer, everybody. Doug.
I'm just an engineer. I don't have any shouts.
What are you doing, eating fucking Jolly Ranchers? What the hell are you doing, bro?
Man, you're
on the mic.
Aren't you supposed to be reading the meters and shit, man?
You're supposed to be doing, like engineer type of stuff, you know?
I am.
You're eating Jolly Ranchers, from what I can tell.
What? I eat Jolly Ranchers.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you don't like Jolly Ranchers?
No, I don't.
No? Lucky, do you like Jolly Ranchers?
Do I like Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah, do you like Jolly Ranchers?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Anyway,
My only shout-out is to Scott, and hopeful that the SoCal will be back up within a few years.
Yeah, we hope one day that the SoCal bridge will come back up. I don't know, though. North County
we'll
Public Comment.
We'll have to talk about that on another show. I mean,
yeah, we're
going
to have to go over the SoCal bridge, the legacy of the SoCal. all the elite motherfuckers and all the retards who would call it, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I want to give shouts to, definitely give shouts to Stank Dog and Bin Rev Radio. Most definitely. Duel at Old School Freak. $2,600 Magazine, of course. Shout them out. Off the Hook and Off the Wall, Emmanuel Goldstein, author of the Urban Dictionary definition of Lucky 225.
Yeah, right.
Look it up, man. Go look.
I'm sure Emmanuel's the one who posted it. Anyways.
Dude, go look at it right now, as a matter of fact. Before we close this out, I want you to read off the definition. Go look at it right now.
Hold on.
Go look at it right fucking now. I want to give a shout to the cutest, of course, who has the voice-over IP bridge set up. Anyone if anyone gets on there, which is no one. Of course. Shouts to Rigel5, too. Rigel5 is the only person I ever hear on there. Rigel5 of Rubicon fame, of course.
Gotta give shouts to Mitnick and Darcy and...
Most definitely.
Let's see.
Mac.
Who?
Mac.
Oh, yeah, Mac.
Oh, yeah, Mac. And 9X Freak.
UK Mac and 9X Freak over in the UK. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Has 9X Freak been around?
Yeah, man. He's on IRC. I'll talk to you about it later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't heard from him in a while, man.
Don't forget about Majestic. Otherwise,
all right, here we go.
You know, of course, shouts to Majestic and White Sword. You know, who else
Tron.
Is called SoCal? Right. Shouts
right,
to Tron.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, fuck Tron, man. Kane, Ryan, Marlowe.
And fuck Tron.biz. All right, here, let's get to that definition, Lucky 225, which apparently is pronounced Lackey.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Lackey 225.
One old-school phone freak that was busted by Verizon and had to shell out 5,000 USB to stay out of jail. Two,
which is a true story, by the way.
Master caller ID, ANI spoofer, C, old school. Okay.
And how is that used in a sentence?
Okay, let's see how it's used in a sentence. Lucky 225 did not pay Verizon $5,000. He would have gotten troned in the ass by Bubba.
Yep.
Or, I'm going to call you from fuck you.
I think it says I'm getting a call from fuck you.
Yeah, sorry, I was reading that wrong.
I don't know, maybe we're going to have to find out if Emmanuel Goldstein actually submitted that definition.
Well, he seemed to submit a lot of other definitions about people we know. So I'm just, you know.
Oh, are you serious? Why? Is there definitions about other people on there?
Yeah. Just go to the source and it'll tell you all the other definitions.
Well, who just called in?
Hey, this is Majestic.
Oh, Majestic.
You fucking called in the middle of our radio show. Well,
that's it. We're getting call-ins. The lines are open.
Our first caller.
First caller. The line's open. Hello.
Yes, this is Majestic.
Majestic. What's going on?
I was just trying to confirm that my text file is in.
Yeah, I've received your text file. You're on a default radio right now, as a matter of fact.
Default radio.
Yeah, you happen to call into a super secret Uber Elite bridge that we're recording the show on.
Super Elite bridge that I've had stored in my phone for years now.
Years. Okay. Before we get into any rumors and such, where'd you get this number, Majestic? From who?
I got this number from the committee.
The committee. The trilateral commission. You got the number from me. It's my fucking number.
Of course.
The hell, this is my own, just, you know, to let the listeners know, this is my own personal bridge. I take good money for it. Bad money for it, whatever. So we have...
Yeah, well, Decoder, I got a drop, so are you going to wrap this up? Or?
All right, well, yeah, we're definitely going to wrap this up, all right? So, I know, now that Majestic's here. Majestic, do you have any shout-outs you want to give? We're just closing the show right now.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout-out to, you know, my boy right here, Decoder. Lucky, you know, I dropped some information on you on BinRev, what one of your friends, Emmanuel Goldstein, is ripping on you.
We were just talking about that, as a matter of fact.
Give a shout-out to datutoday.tk.
Yes, datutoday.
Which will be updated.
Another site everybody better go to is, hopefully it's still got its hosting, is hackerhost.com/LPH, Freaks and Geeks. So big shout-out to Icon, of course,
Wait,
Captain B.
God.
Big shout-out to Icon and Captain B.
Captain B, Icon, Fractal, and I got to give a huge Canadian shout-out to the Clone.
Yeah, shout-out to Fractal,
oh,
shout-out
yeah,
to the
definitely.
Clone. Shout-out to, and, you know, shout-out to, of course, everybody at Binary Revolution, Wintermute, Planet Inquisitor, shout-out to all them.
I give huge props to whoever has ever contributed to my site, giving me any kind of datu information.
Shout to Natus with the 802 datus.
By the way, Majestic, I got your datu. Datutoday.tk is linked on my Verizon Fears now.
It's about time.
Yeah, Verizon Fears has been upgraded, so everyone can go check out the new Verizon, VerizonFears.com.
Verizon stealing technology every day.
Yep.
All right, Dakota. Well,
all right, that's it. That's, you know, that's Default Radio. This has been like an hour and a half show. I guess this is episode one. It might be episode zero, depending on what we decide to do about it. So who knows?
It's a good one.
Huh?
It's a good one.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, it's a good one. So, all right, that's it. We're going to sign off, and, of course, you just listen to Default Radio, and as everyone knows, everything is always on default.